These people are springs without water and mists driven by the storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them, for they mouth empty, boastful words. And by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of depravity, for people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. 2 Peter 2:17-19. In just a few short weeks, this election cycle will come to a close across the United States of America. And never in her history has the country seen such division, such differences, and so many people groups that share a common piece of land, but beyond that, they share no common ideologies or beliefs. Upon her shores live and have come people of whom they have no desire to be a part of her, but seek to conquer her and to covet what belongs to someone else. Well, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for, and I'm not here to support one candidate or another. Rather, what we must look at today is the hearts of the people who are voting. We must look at ourselves and what we stand for and who we are willing to stand with. If prophecy has been withheld from you, you will doubt the fullness of God's words, and you will be torn in your beliefs, and by not hearing the full counsel of God's word from the beginning of days until their fulfillment, the understanding of what must come to pass will be lost to you. And you will be found to have favor with whomever can offer you the most with the least amount of cost to you. What God has placed before you, you will never truly understand. And with this comes division into the church, and it allows for the acceptance of false teachers and false teachings. And the commands given you by Jesus, they are then lost to you in someone else's translation as to the words of God, and the truth that they would reveal are hidden from you. What is revealed then is that those making these false claims have no understanding of what God has said, of what he has done, and of what he will do in what is yet to come. They don't know him as he is. They instead make him out to be who they want him to be. From 2 Peter 2:2-22. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, and they will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. And many will follow their depraved conduct, and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless, for that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings, yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful, do not heap abuse on such beings when bringing judgment on them from the Lord. But these people blaspheme in matters they do not understand. They are like unreasoning animals, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed, and like animals, they too will perish. They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done, and their idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasures while they feast with you. And with eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed and a cursed broad. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, an animal without speech, who spoke with a human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These people are springs without water and mists driven by a storm. Blackest darkness is reserved for them, for they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity, for people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. And if they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and are again entangled in it and are overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than to have known it and then to turn their backs on the sacred command that was passed on to them. And of them the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to its vomit, and a sow that is washed returns to her wallowing in the mud. False teachers and false teachings and false gods. Where a man is offered freedom through Christ Jesus, he, instead of understanding what that freedom means, he then has a yoke of death placed on him by those false teachings, for they are contrary to God and his ways. Many are leading many more to death because they refuse to repent of their own sin, and by their teachings they try to soften their sin and make it look acceptable to God. Prophecy as written in the Bible has heralded a cry for generations of believers and non-believers to wake up. For the believer, it is that our redemption draws near, the Lord's return soon comes, and for the non-believer, the call to come. Come and follow me. And for us all, the days grow short, and we are called to come and see what the Lord has done, and proclaim it to one another, bringing hope where there is none, light where darkness has set, and healing to the brokenhearted. And yet, here we are today, having in our generation the records of the generations gone on before us, and we have ignored their writings. We believe ourselves to be greater in knowledge, and with our arrogance being what it is, we are perhaps of all the generations to be the most pitied, because we did not heed those warnings, and instead we turned our backs on God, and we believe that it was the American spirit, the American way of life that brought us to where we are, and we took all the honor and the glory that was God's, and we squandered it on things that first appear to bring life, but in truth have brought death to a nation. Having had so much, we are the poorest of the generations. Spiritually, we have no excuses. Physically, we are responsible. Mentally, we have allowed ourselves to be driven into the wilderness, being herded and prodded like sheep, comfortably being led to slaughter. We stand today at the precipice, at the edge of the abyss that knows no end. The floodwaters are coming out of the mountains, and for those caught at the edge of the abyss, they will not hear what comes until it is upon them, and then the rushing waters will sweep them over the edge. And only the few who were on the rocks and away from the edge will be left to witness the end that has come. Many will go into the depths, into hell, and few will be lifted up into heaven. And Jesus tells us what path we must choose if we are to persevere in this life. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Prophecy tells us that the end will not come by flood, but by fire. Could it be that as the waters pour into the darkness of the abyss, that they will turn to a mist as the fires of hell reach up to meet them, a perpetual time of confusion and chaos? How great, then, the size of hell, that it should dry the waters of the earth as they pour into it. Now is the time. Today is the day for each of us to get on our knees and speak to God. Hear his call to you to repent, return, and come follow me. Seek his face and his counsel. Choose life over death. Examine your hearts, but do it in the presence of the Lord. He cannot be deceived, but we can be easily deceived. If we have chosen or if you have chosen to stick your head in the sand, then you have no knowledge of the dark times that are being planned and of the plans set into motion already. There is not one of us who can choose to sit out this election. The matters on the table are literally of life and death. Yeah, life and death are on the 2024 ballot in America. Do not be one of those who sit on the fence, for your indecision will hold you just as accountable as a bad decision will. I ask each of you to consider, pray, and vote.